survey says it's 6 o'clock, time for Family Feud. Now, here's your host, Grant Denyer.
Thank you very much. Hi, everybody, welcome to Family Feud, where two families will battle it out for $10,000 and maybe the chance to win a brand new car, and all they need to do is guess the top answers to some pretty easy questions. So let's meet our families. First up, for their third night from Victoria, the Zamora family. You believe in numbers?
Yes.
Lucky third? Could be tonight. You never know. Yep. Who's on board?
My daughter Stephanie, my son Cameron, and my eldest daughter Chrissy.
Great work. And ready to take them on tonight from South Australia is the Catalano family.
Yes, he's here. You're excited.
I'm actually a little bit nervous, to be honest, but
didn't look like it when you went, yeah, when we called your name out.
That's it.
Super excited. Who's on board?
Okay, I've got my lovely wife, Laz, my brother-in-law, Adrian, and my sister, Nadia.
Great to have you guys with us. Righto, team captains, let's play the feud. We surveyed 100 people and the top 8 answers are on the board. Give me a word to describe the taste of oysters. Wow, fast, but you were fastest.
Yummy.
Yummy. Jesse, can you beat it?
Fishy.
Let's see.
Both six, but you were first, Marcy. So pass
or play,
yeah. Marcy, you guys are up. Let's do it.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
Do you love them?
I'm allergic.
to oysters? Seafood. To seafood.
Seafood.
Really? So you've never really enjoyed the fine taste
or
of an oyster?
Or know what they taste like.
Really? This is going to be a good one for you then. Give me a word to describe something you've never eaten before.
I'm going to go slimy.
OK. Yeah. Yeah. See? That is proof, Australia, why anyone can play this game.
Okay. Hey, Grant, how are you?
Good to see you, man.
See you too.
You eat oysters?
No, I don't like them. Oh, I don't eat them either.
So
I'm
these guys
allergic.
Over here who made you play are going sucked in.
We told them that we don't like oysters backstage, so...
Adrian, give me a word to describe the taste of oysters.
I would say... chewy was what I was thinking, but that's more the texture than the taste. But I've already said it, so I can't take it back, so... I'm gonna go with
well
chewy.
Played, your own policeman.
Yeah.
First try. Nice try, though. Nadia, how you doing?
Fantastic,
have
right?
Have you eaten an oyster?
I have.
Yes?
I enjoyed them. So
you?
Anyone in the family, so yes.
Excellent. Give me a word to describe the taste of an oyster.
I would say slippery.
Slippery? Nice. What do you do, Jess?
I'm a musician by night and a sales rep during the day.
Oh, cool. Muzo, what do you play?
I'm a keyboard player.
Yes.
Yes.
What's the band name?
The band's name's Mr. Buzzy.
Yeah, cool.
We're a party band in Adelaide.
That's
and,
awesome.
Been together for 12 years.
Highlights, lowlights in your on-stage career?
Oh, we've had a few. We supported Pseudo Echo.
Oh, wow.
And we were fortunate to work with, in one show, Dragon, Choir Boys and Hunters and Collectors.
Oh, so, my God, what a dream one.
Yeah, absolutely.
So after the show, with some champagne, do you knock down an oyster?
I don't actually eat oysters. but...
Well played, Zamoris. This is hilarious. Give me a word to describe the taste of an oyster.
I'm going to take a punt. Salty.
Because yes. They're from the ocean.
Yeah.
Nice. You go, no, well, surely one was enough, Grant.
Wet.
Maybe. Second strike, Zamoris could steal this back from you, Adrian.
As we're not fans of oysters, I'm going to say disgusting.
Ah! Yes. Yeah. Right on. Only two left on the board for a family who doesn't like oysters. We're doing all right here,
not
Nadia.
Too bad. Raw.
Raw oyster. Three strikes, okie dokie, Zamoras, Chrissy.
I'm gonna have to pass.
Cam?
I'm gonna have to pass, never had one.
Stephanie?
I've actually never had one, but maybe bland.
Marcy?
Well, I'm gonna go with bland because unless you actually know how to season them and you think you're gonna eat one straight off the shell, they're actually just bland.
George Columbaris?
I know, I'm sorry.
Bland, we're going with?
Yeah.
with. Yep. Let's see if we can get you guys some points with bland. No! Wow! The family's never eaten gets the points. Number 8.
Fresh oysters.
Yucky oysters as well. So well done, guys. 65 is your points advantage right now. If one of these families goes on to win for 5 nights in a row, they'll be driving home the amazing all-new Mitsubishi Outlander. This family SUV seats 5 comfortably and is packed with features including touchscreen audio, CVT auto with paddle shift and eco drive support. Now for everybody playing along at home, I want the top answer to this one. Name something you pay for with coins. The answer when we come back on The Feud. Two families are still trying to guess those top answers for a chance at $10,000. Now, before the break, I asked, name something you pay for with coins. The top answer was...
Party!
Nice work if you got it. Stephanie,
Laz, let's play.
We surveyed 100 people and the top 8 answers on the board. Name something people get caught in.
Laz.
A net.
Really?
I've been caught in a net before.
It happens all the time.
What? Who in what situation is getting caught in a net unless you're in a cartoon from the 50s?
Fishing, when it gets all...
Righto, Stephanie, can you beat it?
I would have thought traffic.
Yes. Oh,
that's not bad. Pass or play?
All yours.
Right.
Name something people get caught in.
They won't like it, but they might get caught in the nude. Hasn't happened to me, but I've heard stories.
Yeah, sure. A nude, says Adrian. I was sure both of those answers were highly unlikely and they're on the board.
That's how we roll.
Something people get caught in, Nadia.
Rain.
Get caught in the rain. If you like a pina colada, you do. You into yoga?
No.
You have half a brain.
Is that right?
Yes, no, that's the rest of the song's lyrics.
Okay.
Thanks for working with you, Mr. Muso.
Well, I've got one for you.
Something people get caught in.
Caught in a trap.
I'm caught in a trap. Yes, thank you, Elvi. Didn't work, though. There's a lot. Good answer, though. Laz?
A lineup.
Yeah. Like a police lineup?
No. Okay. Supermarket lineup?
Gotcha. Second strike. Zamora's could steal this one back, Adrian.
Grant, could you get caught in a crowd?
Could, can maybe. I don't know. Let's ask the all-knowing board. No, Adrian. Zamora's.
A lie?
Oh, interesting. Cam?
Stealing?
Yep. Stephanie?
I'm going to go with Chrissy and go lie.
Marcy?
I agree with the girls. I'm going to go with a lie.
We're going with lie?
Yes.
Let's see it on the board. Yes! Yeah! Nice work, Zamora's. Takes it to 64, number 8. A rip. And a fair. Brings you guys close to the lead, 64, but at 65, the Catalanos have it right now. Double points time, everybody. Give me Cam, give me Adrian. We got ourselves a fight tonight. We surveyed 100 people and the top 8 answers are on the board. Name an occupation starting with the letter B. Cam.
Businessman. Yeah. It's an occupation, but, you know...
What do you do, Mr. Man? I do business.
Why not? I mean...
I'm a business man.
I love you.
You're never right, but they're always fun. Adrian.
I'm going to say builder.
Builder. Yeah. What a... nicest way, Cam.
Chrissy, occupation starting with the letter B.
A bartender.
Bartender. Know what you like to do on your weekends, Chrissy? Marcy?
A barrister.
Barrister. Steph.
I'm thinking banker.
Banker's good. Let's see if it's there. Oh. No, it's not. First strike.
You get a second try, Cam.
Yeah, I know, I do, and yeah, it's coming along. So I'm gonna pick, not a businessman this time. I'll have to go like a bulldozing.
finish your answer.
I said pass.
No, you didn't. You're saying a bulldozing man.
Okay. A beauty therapist.
Beauty therapist. Yeah. Well played. An occupation starting with the letter B.
A butcher.
Butcher.
Maybe.
Don't look at me.
Yes. Best you keep your eyes towards this end of the table.
I was thinking like a basketballer, but I know that sounds really stupid. I don't know,
you like could a be a pro
professional basketballer. Yeah.
Okay, let's try that. Three strikes, Catalanos. Nadia, what do you got?
Bus driver.
Adrian.
Bricklayer.
Laz.
I'm on the bus driver.
Jesse.
Oh, I'm gonna go the. I reckon. Great answers. Bus driver.
Bus driver. You reckon to get you guys an advanced lead? Let's try it right now. Bus driver. Yeah. Catalanos do the business with the bus driver. Takes it to 2-11. Remaining answers, 8-7. Barber.
Baker.
Or a baker. Righto. So it's 64-2-11 right now. Look, if you want more of Family Feud, head to 10 Play. Check out the highlights as well as some of the extra bits that don't always go to wear. Plus, you can also play the Family Feud game. You're going to love it. Triple points when we come back on The Feud. Carryover champs on their third night. The Zamora family sit on 64, but the Catalano, they're bringing the goods tonight at the moment. 211, it's the family, gets the 300 points, and this round's going to go in for fast money and a shot at $10,000. Triple points time, everyone. Best of luck. Give me Chrissy, give me Nadia, let's do it. We surveyed 100 people, and the top 8 answers are on the board. What's something annoying that a cyclist might do? Chrissy.
Ride in your car lane.
Ride in your car lane. Well done. Pass or play? You're going to pass, you guys. You're going to play. Righto. Something annoying that a cyclist might do.
Abuse?
Yeah. Let's have a look. No. First strike. Laz?
I'm a bit of a fashion person, so they wear lycra.
Do you find that a little offensive to the eyeball?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I'd say cut you off.
Cut you off?
Yeah.
That'd be annoying. Let's try that. That's good. Did you trip at your own wedding, Nadia?
Sadly, yes.
Did anybody see it?
Well, what happened, Grant, was we're at the reception centre and they called us in.
So
and
the big grand arrival.
It was a big moment. You know, the moment you waited, you've been waiting for, and it just slipped. And so I thought to myself, I've got two options here. I could cry or I could embrace it. And that's exactly what I did. I jumped up, fist held high, did a bit of a dance, and along we went, and the crowd went wild. So, thank God.
That is awesome. You just owned the moment. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but you're walking in at that point with somebody else, usually arm in arm, who possibly could have and maybe should have saved you?
Could have.
Oh!
Could have, maybe should have.
I was there for the fall, Grant, but I kind of just kept walking a little bit after she fell asleep.
You'd already married him by that stage, so there's no turning back.
Too late. I already want to.
Something annoying a cyclist might do?
A swerve.
Second strike. Zamora's could steal. So they're thinking, Jesse.
Stop all of a sudden.
Let's see. Yeah. Third strike. Zamora's. Chrissy.
So riding on the footpath might annoy pedestrians?
Not bad, Cam.
I'm with Chrissy on this one.
Stephanie? I want you to describe it though, Cam. if you were to put it into your own words exactly, how would you describe that answer?
Oh, you know when that thing you walk on, they just go past.
Beautiful.
Yeah, good. Yeah.
Beautiful. Stephanie.
I'm thinking where they stick in threes and you can't actually go around them. There's like a lane there.
They're in a pack sort of deal.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with Chrissy and Cameron and say when they ride on the footpath.
Okie dokie, third night, five nights you get a car. You need this to bring yourselves back into the competition. Is it on the board? No, it's not. Congratulations, Cavalados! Brand new champions, providing answers number 7. Ring the bell. Ride slowly. Here to win $10,000. We've tried for 3 times. You won't be taking home $10,000, but the good news is because of your time in Fast Money, you'll be taking home $2,550. Which is not too bad. And we'll also give you, thanks to eBay, a whopping $1,000 to spend at Australia's largest online shopping destination, eBay, as well. And you'll be taking home our brand new Family Feud board game, available at Toys R Us, Games World, and Mind Games, the Zamora family. Fast Money. Yeehaw! Well done. That was intense. That was a good fight, but well done. Well played. We happy?
Very happy.
We should be. Righto, you're back that way for our soundproof booth because you and I are going to play for $10,000 next on The Feud in Fast Money for our brand new chance.
Family Feud is on Facebook and Twitter. Plus, you can find us on YouTube and catch all the action on 10Play.
Here on The Feud, so let's see if the Catalano family can now win some cash. If you and Jesse get 200 points or more between you, you'll win $10,000. Jesse's now in our soundproof booth and can't hear your answers. Look at him staring straight down the barrel. He's dancing for you, Australia. He's dancing for you. I'm going to ask you 5 questions. Is he like that all the time?
Yeah, he is.
Got to give you 20 seconds to answer those 5 questions. If you pass, we'll come back if there's time. And the clock starts at the end of the first question. You ready?
Yes.
20 seconds on the clock, please. Best of luck. What illness would you pretend to have to take a day off?
Flu.
Name a place you'd find volunteers working.
Pass.
Name a green fruit.
Apple.
Name something you would do at the snow.
Ski.
Name a place where people prefer the aisle seat.
Pass.
Name a place you'd find volunteers working.
Homeless shelter.
Name a place where people out of time, I'm afraid. Good try, though. Let's go.
How'd you feel? Yeah. Not bad, apart from that last one.
It's a lot going on in there in 20 seconds.
Wouldn't mind a couple extra.
What illness would you pretend to have to take a day off work? What do you say?
Flu.
The flu. Yeah. Survey says 26 is a good start. Yeah. And we need a good start because we are missing an answer.
Yeah.
Name a place you'd find volunteers working, you said. At a homeless shelter. Survey says 3. What about a green fruit? You said an apple. Survey says. Wow!
That's cool. I like that. I'm happy with that. Very happy.
Name something you would do at the snow. You said you'd ski at the snow.
Yeah.
It's an obvious answer. Is it a high scoring answer? It needs to be because we haven't answered the last question.
Yeah.
So, survey says
Yes. I'll take that.
Yeah. And unfortunately, name a place where people prefer the aisle seat. You said did not nothing. Answer, therefore zero. But 129 is that. Epic! Well done, we need that for family. Clear the board.
Welcome back, Dancing Man. You need a total of 71 to get $10,000, so that's good. Adrian's done a brilliant job for you. I'm going to ask you the same five questions, and as you're the second player, it's a little harder, so I'll give you an extra 5 seconds. If you pass on a question, I'll ask it again if there's time. And if you repeat an answer that's already there, you'll hear this sound, and I'll ask you to try again, OK? Can we remind everybody of Adrian's answers? And 25 seconds on the clock too, please. The time starts from the end of the first question. Good luck. What illness would you pretend to have to take a day off?
Gastro.
Name a place you'd find volunteers working.
Red Cross.
Name a green fruit.
Pear.
Name something you'd do at the snow.
Ski.
Try again.
Toboggan.
Name a place where people prefer the aisle seat.
On a plane.
Yeah. Cool. Nice. Good job. Let's go. Effort for a first attempt at fast money. You happy with that?
I think I am, yeah.
Okay. What illness would you pretend to have to take a day off? You said gastro. Who's gonna argue with that? You go, say no more, bye. Survey says. Lovely. Flu was the top answer, and you got the second top answer, so nice job. Name a place you'd find volunteers working, you said. The Red Cross. Survey says 10. Salvation Army is the top answer. Now it's just 40 we need for 10,000. Name a green fruit, you said. Pear. Survey says 9. Adrian had the top answer of apple. 31 now. Shuffling on your feet, you're getting nervous.
I'm very nervous now.
A little excited
absolutely,
too.
Absolutely.
Is this what you came to do? Come and get the money? I'll just have a nice fun time on the pew.
Have fun first.
Yep.
And then it was a bonus if we won anything.
Yeah,
so.
Of course. So come to get the
absolutely.
Money is what you're trying to tell
That's
me.
It.
Name something you would do at the snow. You said. You toboggan at the snow. I like the answer. Is it 31 or more? Survey says...
No!
Ski was the top answer. Adrian had that one, so we need 31 now from the final answer. Did you buy yourself a nice new Casio keyboard or a Roland?
Will
you get $10,000?
Actually, that'll be on the cards.
Being a loser,
definitely.
Family shaking their head and saying emphatically, no, you won't be doing that.
I'll spend it on my little daughter, our little daughter.
Really?
So, yeah.
What do you reckon you'd do?
Go on a holiday?
Yeah. Nice. Taking us somewhere special.
Absolutely.
A good family experience all together.
That's
on
it.
Us.
Fantastic.
Courtesy of our
Thank
catch,
you.
If you can
Thank
do this in this last one. Name a place where people prefer the aisle seat. You said. Plane. Do you know where you'd take your daughter?
Queensland or...
we're gonna
anywhere. As long as she's happy.
And you might
as
have to think about happy. This seriously. Survey says...
That is cool. Congratulations, man. It's beautiful. What a beautiful man. What a beautiful man. He hasn't shaved it. It was a little prickly, but I loved it. The project's coming up next. They're $10,000 richer. Now remember, the big bass is on here tonight. They're going away to plan the next holiday to Queensland. I'm Grant Danielle. Join us tomorrow night. Good night, Australia.